Good morning to you. If you listen carefully, you can hear behind me the sound of people gathering, waiting to hear Barack Obama's speech to the people of Cairo, Egypt, and also to the Muslim world, a highly anticipated speech. Good morning. I'm John Hockenberry with Andrea Bernstein. You followed Barack Obama around the campaign trail, and you remember my cynicism about campaign speeches and inaugural speeches. I'm wondering if you think, Andrea, a speech like this from Cairo explicitly to the Muslim world has a chance of being more or less significant than all those campaign speeches we talked about.
I would say more, obviously, now because he's the president of the United States, but he's speaking to pretty much everybody. He's speaking to Afghanis, Iraqis, Iranians, Israelis, and of course, Americans, both American Muslims, who some of them feel he has some repairing to do, and Americans who during the campaign said, I'm not voting for him because he's a Muslim. So he's got a big agenda.
Certainly. And it's a big speech. The text has already been released. We may be able to give you some highlights if things are delayed, but we do expect the president to speak momentarily from Cairo, Egypt. Joining us to tell us what is at stake from a variety of perspectives are Professor Peter Ahn, Director of Middle East Studies at Columbia University, here in the studio. Peter, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
Also, our friend Noah Feldman, Professor of Law at Harvard and author of The Rise and Fall of the Islamic State in the Fall and Rise of the Islamic State, I believe. Noah Feldman is in Boston. Noah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, Peter Ahn, what do you think is at stake here? Is this a significant historic Ich bin ein Berliner kind of moment, or just a bit of diplomacy that we're overplaying here?
I see it as part of a process. He began in Turkey with an important speech reaching out to the Islamic community, and now I think he's going to be more specific in terms of the clear issues he thinks are at stake between Islamic countries and the United States. But remember, you can't talk to 200 million Muslims at once about the same things. This is focused predominantly on the Arab world and the Arab-Israeli crisis.
Noah Feldman, what do you think? Symbolism or programmatic offerings from the president when he begins in perhaps 2 minutes from now?
There's no question that he's going to try for the big symbolic push. The build-up to this speech that the administration has made has been pretty significant and extremely unusual. You know, the text of the speech, you may have it. I still haven't seen it. We're 5 minutes out. Usually you can get a presidential address at least a day beforehand. There's a website designed to pass this out throughout the Muslim world in lots of different languages, not just in Arabic. But in order to have a symbolic impact, he has to have some substance. He knows he can't come out and just say, you know, Islam and the United States are not at odds, never have been at odds, because President Bush said that. He can't even say that the United States has had the wrong policy in the Middle East, because President Bush said that too. He needs to do something that goes beyond simply symbolism.
Peter Ahn, you said that you didn't think the president could speak to 1 billion Muslim people at once, and yet he's trying. The State Department has set up a special website. They're translating the speech into 13 languages. It's being released via Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. So clearly, they want to speak to as many people as they can.
There's no doubt that Muslims will be listening from around the world, but they're also going to ask, when is he going to deal with my local situation? All politics is local, as we know, and clearly their concerns have far more to do with what's going on in their region rather than the Arab-Israeli crisis.
And, of course, there are predictable references to women in Islam, the Arab-Israeli crisis, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Noah Feldman, is the timing more important than the actual rhetoric here in this speech? Because he's going to cover the same bases as George W. Bush.
Well, the timing for President Obama is really everything, and always has been, I think, at every stage. You know, he's such a transformative figure in the aspiration. You know, everybody in the United States, and I think many people in the world, think to themselves, we may be in for real change.